Introduce our speaker, Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. I hope everybody's just feeling well. We've had a lot of illness out and around and about, and it's wonderful when you've had a little bug to feel normal again. And, you know, sometimes we don't remember how to feel normal. We don't realize we've forgotten about the energy and all of that. And when we come back, it reminds me of some of our lessons in life. You know, we go up and down, up and down, up and down in vibration. And sometimes when we're lost, we forget how great it is when we awaken to who we are again. I was reading an article this week, and it was talking about in 1988, there was an experiment for 60 days where there were volunteers, I can't remember how many people, quite a few, maybe 40, I can't remember, that wanted to go into another dimension for this time, not physically going into another dimension, but spiritually, where nothing was said negative, where they meditated every day and they thought about the joys of life and all of these kind of things. And at the end of it, they all had changed. Everything was wonderful. They had found that vibration where everything was going smooth. And when they came out, everything was great. They went long. Everything was going fine for quite a long time. And then all of a sudden, things begin to happen. They begin to look at the news. They begin to look at the negative things of what had happened. And all of a sudden, they lost all of that that they had learned. Well, this kind of reminds me of what we're going through today. You know, I have received so many messages and so many threats about what's going to happen this week, what's going to happen next week, what's going to happen by the end of the year, all kinds of fearful things. Well, let me tell you, I've been on this earth plane a long time, and I've been metaphysical since 1969. And before that, I heard all these scare tactics in the Protestant churches. And I don't have any fear anymore. You know, anything of any master teacher, of any prophet has come, has talked about peace. They've talked about love. They've spoke about understanding. When I look at someone spiritual, I look, they don't have discontents and want to change things about you or you or you or saying what's wrong with the world. So I've been thinking about the teachings of Jesus. And you know, the teachings of Jesus is not very popular in a lot of metaphysical groups anymore. It's Buddha, it's Muhammad, they're all wonderful. They've all come for a lesson to tell the people that at the time, they all have spoken about love and that upper consciousness. And I was thinking about when Jesus was talking to the disciples and they were a little bit discontented. He said, go to the mountain. Go to the mountain. Go to the mountain first, meaning that higher consciousness. Go there first because that's what affects your world. Go there first. If you start with discontent, that's all you're going to see. But go to the mountain. And we know that as we raise our consciousness, wherever we are in consciousness, that is first cause. That's cause. Where we are vibrating and where we are consciously think, what we are consciously thinking about is what comes back to us. And when we're in that vibration, we're in touch with that spiritual master self within us that gives us that grace, that dignity without fear to walk on the path that is meant to be for us straight ahead. So in thinking about these things, I also have thinking, you know, we have been taught not to love ourselves. Except here we know we need to love ourselves. And this is the time of Valentine's Day. And it's so much fun to give little valentines. I remember as little kids. And I remember one day we moved to a brand new school, and my children, and they went like the day before Valentine's. And on Valentine's, they didn't get any Valentine's. And I remember my son, I learned through my son that boys really, I think, are more sensitive than girls growing up. And he made it through school in the door and absolutely broke down. His little box didn't have anything in it. And then my daughter, too, because naturally they've sent a list of the kids to the parents and they didn't know about my kids. So, you know, there's ups and downs in life. And we learn compassion through the things that don't quite fit us. And as we grow, it's learning to be kind to someone else. I can tell you, my kids, the next year, we're going to make sure everybody got a Valentine. That was not going to happen to anybody else anymore. Well, you know, some of those things, it changes us. So we see more what someone else is going through. And our compassion, Spirit has said, is equivalent to the power of the healing that we have. And so they say the people who have gone through most have more compassion and their healing power seems to be at a higher rate of vibration. Now, what I would like to talk about is, I had a friend once, and somebody was saying, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. And she looked around with all of her dignity, and she said, well, I can. And she said, no, that's, nobody's supposed to do that. She said, well, it doesn't affect me. I know I can. And she walked right through the door, and everything came to her just the way her belief was. Now, in this day and in this age, the sad thing is sometimes it's not only other people telling us what we can't do. Sometimes when we're not at that peak, we've slipped back. If we're not in that fourth dimension, if we're not looking to the mountain, we can criticize ourselves more than anybody else can. If we're not careful, what do you think you're doing? Who says you should move? What are you doing? You know, when we are in that right consciousness, the fear disappears. When we're in that right consciousness to get there, we've had to let go of that ego. Because sometimes the ego tells us we're too good, or there's also a negative ego that says, like I said a while ago, you're not good enough, to let go so that you are centered in that God power. So you're centered in that, what we're taught the stations of the cross mean. It's not of death and dying and shame. It's life over death, faith over fear, love over hate, faith over fear. So when we're doing that and we're able to receive in that right consciousness, we go about doing what we know we should do, even though the world is telling us, no, you can't do that. Now, there are times in my life I've used it over and over again. And I can remember, I was single mom with three kids. And I had gotten a job in a different county. And one of the rules was you had to live right there in that county. Well, so I had to put my house up for sale, and I had to buy another house. But my house hadn't sold, and I didn't have any money for that. So something told me, this is in the day when you could go get a signature loan. You can't do that, I don't think, anymore. Well, I think you have to have collateral. Things are different now. This is old-timey one home banks that was not a conglomerate of other banks. So I went in, and I said, I need a loan. And they wanted to know how much, and I borrowed the money. I said, I only need it for 90 days. So I put the money down on the house, and all of a sudden, You know, a few days, my house sold. But then I didn't realize all the closing costs that were going to come. So I couldn't pay the money back right then. So what did I do? When I bought the house, I thought, oh, look, there's a walnut tree there. And back then, people were stealing walnuts to sell them. And I thought, I could probably sell that walnut tree and get all the money I need. But I still wasn't in fear. So I called the man, and he goes, no, somebody's cut this limb off way down here, and it's made a knot, so yours is not worth anything. So I thought, well, I'll just go to the new bank, and I'll get a second mortgage. I got it and paid it off and went. So I have a brother, and I hope he's not listening to this, but he looked at me one day, and he said, if you go ahead working like this, you're going to end up in prison. That's total against any physical law. Well, it wasn't, because I paid it back. But, you know, sometimes when something's drawing you to a place, you need to listen to that. That is just as powerful as a magnet. It's just as powerful as gravity. And to get in that place, we have to attune ourselves to the high mountain, to the place where the air is clear, to where we're up there so high. I know I had a vision once of the high mountain at night, and I was there, and I was looking out at the stars. It was so peaceful. I was there alone in that vision, except with my loved ones, my guides, showing me how peaceful it is there. When you're on the high mountain and you're in that consciousness, you don't see what's going on down there in the lower vibration, that earth vibration. For us today, yes, we're told to send love. We're told to send power, but we can't do it till we find it within ourselves. We're told to love those around us, but we can't find it till we find it within ourselves, that we're the most powerful, energetic being that anyone can ever be. It's that moment of discovery. It's that moment of clear vision where all the negative things you cannot see anymore. So that gives you the courage to plunge ahead. I can tell you, in my life so far, anytime I followed that with courage, nothing ever went wrong. Nothing ever went wrong. Maybe I had to wait a little bit. Maybe little things happened as life did. But keep your eye on the vision. Keep your eye on who you are. And in that state, if you want to call it a consciousness, if you want to call it like that article did, the fourth dimension, think about that when you wake up. Do you want to have a glorious day today? Do you want to not worry about who's running for president? Do you want to worry about these other things? Worry about your apple first. Worry about your world first, because if you can't take care of that, then what you're thinking and what you're vibrating is going to attract all these things that we want to run away from. I know I've said from time to time, I wish Canada were down south. I'd move there. But I don't want to be, you know, when all this conflict comes. You can never run away. When those things begin to bother us, it's because we're running away from us. We're running away from who we are. We're running away from that glorious creature that we're here to remember who we are. We're running away from that glorious creature that God, divine essence, made us to be. It's what all the savants have talked about. And now is the time of discovery and awakening and to putting that into practice and to realize when we're there, we have the courage to accomplish anything. There was a little lady that came to our church in Muncie, and it was Virginia's mother. And she's a little tiny thing, always wore red shoes. She didn't pass away till she was 96, and she was of sound mind. I swear she was. Virginia wondered, but I didn't. And she would say, "There is nothing impossible. Whatever you can conceive in your mind, you can achieve." And she was the glorious person. And she had her husband had died, and they had gone through all kinds of devastations. And when she found that power within herself, she wanted to spread it to everybody. That's what we can do. That's what we can do to change our world. That's what we can do to change the outer world. To first find that fourth dimension and live in that enough that when we go in to vibration out there, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. I think we've heard that before somewhere, right? So, yes, we don't worship Jesus as our Savior. We don't worship anybody as our Savior. Because all the savants have talked us to us, told us, and given us as examples that same essence is within us. So as we go forward, I encourage you, first of all, find that place of peace. Find that place of power. Spread it. Give it away. It's free. It's free. Sometimes maybe somebody thinks if we could just give a little, like an MD or something behind it, the ego take over and spend thousands of dollars, maybe it would be worth more. No, that's not how you get there. You can't buy yourself. You can't buy your way. But you can love your way. And you can be quiet enough to feel that energy within yourself. And when you feel that energy within yourself, if you would sit down, that's when you send love. That's when you send healing. And when you do that, that's when that cycle of what you put out comes back in the most glorious ways that you'll ever know. God bless you.